A reading of Psalm 40, verses 1 through 10. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined me to me and heard my cry. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Then I said, here I am, in the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have gotten your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your love and your faithfulness in the great congregation. The word of the Lord.
From Psalm 19, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So last week I was at Gettysburg Seminary out in Pennsylvania doing a continuing education event. And during one of the days, we had a two-hour break. That was the longest break, I think, that we had during our week together. And three other participants and I borrowed somebody's car who had driven there, and we downloaded an app on our smartphone that had a GPS locator on it. I'd never done anything like this before. And led us on an auto tour through the battlefields of Gettysburg. It was fascinating. Both the technology of knowing where we were and giving us the history as we could drive around, as well as just learning all about the battle while we were at the battleground. Of course, Minnesota had a key part of this war in Gettysburg, a key part of the battle. Minnesota is one of the first states to volunteer troops in an effort to battle the practice of slavery that we were experiencing at that time in the United States. 262 men traveled from Minnesota to Pennsylvania, and their role in the war was to plug a hole for a while that basically bought them time on the second day of the battle. And there's so much around this story in the history here. Only 47 survived. 47 men survived plugging that hole on the second day of the battle. And they were credited, of course, with being part of the turning point of the war. This monument there has Minnesota written on the bottom. So much of the story wrapped up in our state. After being saturated with information and images and my own emotions, I finally needed to take a time out. And I told the group I needed a little space, and I walked out by myself into the battlefield, filled with questions about this, filled with thoughts about some of what I just learned, and just overcome with emotion. It was an experience I will never forget. Psalm 40 that Ron just led us through is a psalm that speaks to a deep time of reflection after experiencing the unthinkable. This psalm speaks to a desperate time, a person's storm of life, the darkest valley that one of God's beloved has experienced. And it tells the story of the emotion of coming out on the other side of it, surviving, if you will, the unthinkable. There is no longer a childlike faith, but it has been replaced by a raw and mature and changed faith in the God of the universe. Like life for the people who've experienced war and have survived. Like the life of the residents and seminary students at Gettysburg. Like the lives of the people of America after this war. We were changed people, never to be the same. And Psalm 40 is like a report back home, a letter back home on how God's beloved gets through the deep pits we can find ourselves experiencing throughout our lifetime. I waited patiently for the Lord, the psalmist writes. I waited. You know, waiting is not something that we're very good at doing. Our culture isn't good about waiting in line or waiting to be served. We kind of prioritize instant gratification, wanting things now, immediately, Amazon, next day service. We like being served quickly and efficiently, as if that's a higher value. We tend to multitask to save time, whatever that means, and to practice efficiencies in our lives. But you see, the trap in all of this self-gratification and self-service is that when we focus inwardly, it leaves very, very little room for God to enter in and for God to do what God does best. The psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord. Patience isn't one of our virtues either, is it? And to put the two together, the psalmist is trying to help us reframe life, what we see and what we experience. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit and set my feet upon a rock, my steps more secure. And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise, so that others would also put their hope and trust in God. So what does a new song sound like? Could it be that it's the same story with just a different emotion? Expressing the incredible change of surviving the wars of our lives? Some have described the new song as a different tone. Some have described it as an assurance. Being content, a feeling of deep peace, and a feeling of being settled in Christ. Some have said it describes the state of one's soul, a gift that only God can give. But something that you rely on after going through the unthinkable that keeps you, guides you, directs you in your everyday life. Your perspective has changed. And your security in God moves to one of the highest priorities of your life. When we put our trust in the Lord through the darkest times, and then when we come through to the joyful times, all we can do is sing a new song. Let's listen to one person's experience of singing a new song.
So you're a musical director.
Cool. Yes, sir.
All right, so let me get a couple bars of like Amazing Grace. Can you do the first part of that? Let me hear. We didn't plan this. Just so y'all know, we didn't plan this at all. I'm just randomly talking. Go ahead.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Wow. That bro could sing. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, what you give me the version is your uncle just got out of jail, you got shot in the back when you was a kid. I'm just saying, let me see the hood version real quick, if you know which version I'm talking about. Just see if that exists. Let me see what you got.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Sing a new song. When life has changed and you are transformed, all we're left to do is sing a new song to point to Christ and what he does each and every day for us, through us, in us. Waiting patiently for the Lord to sing a new song, for the Lord is near.